Chapter 18, Section 3.1, A Question of Healthcare. You have a government that has needs, including a need for people to vote for it, assuming it's a democracy. Those voters also have needs, one of which is to survive. In the case of medical conditions, this requires treatment, of which there is a pipeline of treatments. From once novel treatments such as antibiotics, which have become highly industrialized, to more novel treatments today such as CRISPR. Over time, all these novel approaches evolve to become industrialized and other novel approaches emerge. Hence a pipeline. Obviously, such treatment has a cost, hence we assume there is a budget for healthcare along with treatment centers. Now, let us assume the government has decided to provide universal healthcare. Since this won't be cost-free, then we will require some taxes. We can quickly map this up. See figure 238. See figure 238, map of universal healthcare. For more details. As maps go, this is incredibly simplistic, missing a whole raft of stuff and could be significantly improved. But, I'm using this for an example, and so it'll do for now. Let us look at that map. We can certainly start to add financial figures for flow, and we can start to question why our treatment centers not highly industrialized? Surely, they're the same. However, let us add something else. We shall consider preventative care. The government has decided to introduce a preventative care program that voters are required or encouraged to attend. Obviously, there's a budget impact, i.e. the spending on preventative care, but the good news is that through the use of preventative care we can reduce the overall volume of treatment, i.e. some diseases are preventable, thereby reducing cost and meeting the needs of patients to survive longer. Everyone is happy. Except, there's a problem. Whilst the aim of reducing cost, providing a better service to more people and enabling people to live longer is a noble goal, the problem is that our people live longer. Unfortunately, what we subsequently discover is longer-lived people incur increased treatment costs due to the types of disease they die from or the need for some form of support. There is feedback loop between preventative care and treatment. I've marked this up in figure 239. See figure 239, healthcare feedback. For more details. The problem we now face is a growing older population, due to the preventative healthcare we introduced, that requires increased treatment costs. What at one point seemed to be a benefit, preventative healthcare, has turned into a burden. What shall we do? Assuming we're not some sort of dictatorship, we did need people to vote for us, and so the Viking ceremony of a test tube is out of the question. We need to somehow reduce the treatment costs. The best way of doing this is to accelerate the pipeline, i.e. we want treatments to industrialize more quickly. To achieve this, we need more competition, which could either be through reducing barriers to entry, setting up funds to encourage new entrants, or using open approaches to allow treatments to more rapidly spread in the market. Let us suppose we do this. We set up a medical fund to encourage industrialization. See figure 240. See figure 240, medical fund. For more details. So, people are living longer, but we're countering any increased cost due to our approach of industrialization in the field of medicine. Everyone is happy, right? Wrong. You have companies who are providing treatments in that space, and they probably have inertia to this change. Your attempts to industrialize their products faster mean more investment and loss of profits. Of course, we could map them, use it to help understand their needs and refine the game a bit more. However, the point I want to raise is this. There are no simple answers with maps. There are often feedback loops and hidden surprises. You need to adapt as things are discovered. However, despite all of this, you can still use maps to anticipate and prepare for change. I know nothing about healthcare, but even I know, from a map, that if you're going to invest in preventative care, then you're going to need to invest in medical funds to encourage new entrants into the market. I italicized the above because, unfortunately, this is where a lack of being humble and the Dunning-Kruger effect can have terrible consequences. It is easy to be seduced into an idea that you understand a space and that your plan will work. Someone with experience of medicine might look at my statement on preventative care and medical funds and rightly rip it to shreds because I have no expertise in the space, I do not know what I'm talking about. But I can create a convincing story with a map unless someone challenges me. Hence, always remember that all maps are imperfect and they are nothing more than an aid to learning and communication. They are not right.